Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, joins me. And we're very pleased to welcome Representative Ann Wagner of Missouri. The 2nd District joins us because she is critical to understand several developments in the Congress these last weeks affecting Israel, but really peace in the whole of the Middle East. Congresswoman, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. You are the leading light in a question that Malcolm raised several weeks ago, which is the rumor or the talk that the administration, in its concern for reawakening the JCPOA deal, was going to remove the IRGC, a terrorist organization, from the terrorist list. You and other members of Congress wrote a letter to the administration, and now we're told that will not happen. Are you satisfied that enough has been done? Because this was a strange story for several weeks. Good evening to you.
Well, good evening. And it's wonderful, John, to be with you and with Malcolm. I'm pleased to be on your show to talk about this very important issue and so many others. I have the great privilege of being the number two ranking Republican, the vice ranking member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and a former United States ambassador, and have worked on issues dealing with the Middle East and Europe, Eurasia, and the Asia Pacific. But there is no greater need than we are seeing right now to make sure that we hold the administration accountable for what is really this rush towards a new nuclear deal with Iran, and being mediated by, of all people and countries, Russia. And, I'm a big believer that that the sanctions on Iran were working, and that if they become a nuclear power, not only is it an existential threat to Israel in the Middle East, but also to the United States of America, and it absolutely cannot happen. So I am very concerned about what we're liable to see happen here in the very near future regarding the Iran deal. And, you know, we get certain leaks, and we heard some weeks and days ago that literally one of the concessions that the U.S. was going to make would include bowing to the Iran's demand that a foreign terrorist organization, which was a designation for the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, that they would be lifted off this foreign terrorist organization list. And that is absolutely unacceptable. So, yes, we did send a letter. We spoke with the White House. I want the entire Iranian deal, frankly, to come to Congress and at the very least be signed off on by the United States Senate before it goes forward. I don't know that that's going to happen, but that is also one of the demands that many of us have made. And let me say, John and Malcolm, this is all very much on a bipartisan level. The White House has seemed to back off of the IRGC foreign terrorist organization designation being lifted, but we won't know anything until we see the actual content of the deal, which is why I think it needs to come to Congress.
Yes, I think the quote is trust but verify, Ann. That's
always, always, yes. Always.
Malcolm?
Right. Yeah, we've known the price we pay for delisting in the case of the Houthis and the price Saudi Arabia and other allies paid. In Congress, is there a sense of what the regional impact, and as co-chair of the Abraham Accords Committee, you have a special vision of this. As you pointed out, it is bipartisan, which is remarkable, not something the media really gives credence to. So do you see the impact, and also the talk of trying to differentiate somehow between the Quds forces and the IRGC, so you delist the Quds, but you don't delist the the whole IRGC and its leadership?
No, there should be no. It's a difference without a distinction. And we are not going to allow the IRGC terrorist designation to be lifted. That is, I believe, a concession that is it should be completely off the table. And I think we were made a very strong point to the administration and to the negotiators. And they did respond swiftly, pretty swift for a group that seems to be careening towards a deal here that I am very fearful about other aspects that may be a part of this in terms of sanctions, in terms of money, in terms of oil, in terms of a nuclear armed Iran, which we just cannot allow to happen. So I would have literally demanding with a number of other members of Congress that this deal be submitted to the Senate for ratification. And we've worked a lot with our counterparts about having some kind of proper congressional review of the agreement. I am very afraid that this administration is going to waste the leverage that we gained when President Trump reinstated U.S. sanctions on Iran by unilaterally returning to the deal. And we've got a number of letters put forward, pieces of legislation. We're putting about as much maximum pressure as we possibly can to make sure that we have eyes on this deal before it's penned.
Congresswoman, what is the Israel Relations Normalization Act, which you co-led and is now law?
Well, it's absolutely so wonderful. And I worked with a wonderful colleague of mine, Brad Schneider, a Democrat in the House. And I am the proud Republican co-lead of this important piece of legislation, the Israeli Relations Normalization Act. And it will enhance, I think, a strong working relationship between the states and identify potential barriers to future agreements and work to combat racist actions. It is something that has come out of our Abraham Accords, which I think was one of the greatest, frankly, achievements that we've had from a foreign relations standpoint in a very, very long time. And this will build and codify the Abraham Accords and a very important initiative that it shows our U.S. commitment to peace in the Middle East.
Malcolm?
What steps are you able to take to work with your counterparts in the Abraham Accord countries and the region generally? We saw the meeting in the Negev. There is a coalescence coming together. Secretary Blinken was invited to it. He didn't initiate it. And I understand that he got an earful, mostly about Iran, but also about some of the other issues. So to what degree are you able and members of Congress, bipartisan, to work with them, the countries in the region? We have so many common interests and common concerns right now. Do you think that is developing? And do you see other countries ready to cooperate in this process?
We have minute. We have about a minute, Congresswoman.
I do. I will tell you that we have seen incredible growth between the UAE, Bahrain, Sudan, Morocco. I think there are other countries in the queue to become a part of this Abraham Accord and our Israeli Normalization Act, Oman, Jordan, I believe. But number one, I mean, this all came together because it was a historic breakthrough. For the first reason is that the Trump administration convinced Arab states that Iran was the common threat, not Israel, and that they really could be a friend and an ally. And second, I'd have to say that the Arab states agreed to move beyond the PA, the Palestinian Authority, and refused to give them the veto power over making peace with Israel. So this is important from an economic standpoint, a safety and security part. There's a lot of pieces of this Israeli Normalization Act, the Abraham Accords, and the caucus that we have formed that is really going an important initiative that will bolster U.S. and commitment to peace in the Middle East. So I'm just thrilled to be leading the charge on this in a very bipartisan and bicameral manner.
We thank Congresswoman Ann Wagner, representing the 2nd District of Missouri, Malcolm Hoenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batch.
Moro Casino.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.